Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about I thought World War III was canceled. Well, let's go. Yeah, this big orange baby, he said that the war was over, that it's done. He already bombed the nuclear facility and supposedly gonna send 6 more bombers and he's gonna bomb them again. Oh, yes, you think that's gonna work, guy? No, stop doing that. You're very, very stupid. You suck at president and at life, but yet you keep on doing it. Why? Why? But I guess the world may never know. I guess Jewish semen tastes very, very tasty. I wouldn't know because I'm not gay. But apparently this guy is. Well, to each his own, I guess. Let's see what other bullshit's around the corner, right? And guess what? Because Donald Trump is being slap happy. Yes, they're targeting Americans around this area. So if you live in this area, you better skedaddle because that place is going to become Nuke City. Or I should say Missile City. They ain't dropping nukes yet. But you never know. The day is still young. Just saying. Yeah, if you want to have an example, what would happen if Donald Trump actually does dump fucking a bunker buster in one of those fucking nuclear sites in Iran? Well, let's watch. This is this fucking great plan. Good job, guy. You really are the fucking great fucking president, you jackass.
What happens if the US targets Iran's Fordo enrichment facility? This wouldn't just be a military strike, but a very real risk of an unprecedented nuclear disaster in the Middle East. The Fordo facility lies south of the capital, Tehran, near the holy city of Qom.
Yeah, you bomb this fucking place and it's next to this holy site? Oh man, you can open a can of worms you don't fucking know. So don't do it, you fucking idiot, because these people are fucking crazy zealots. Just saying.
It's built under a mountain, more than 80 meters deep underground. It's here that Iran enriches uranium to high levels, up to 90%, which...
Up to 90%. Remember that, he said up to. So yeah, they're not actually enriching it to 90%. Supposedly it was 60. Yeah, you need 90% to make it into nukes. But they're using it for power generation and medical stuff. But everybody says these guys are making nukes. Yes, and supposedly the CIA bitch said that they're not making nukes. So, yeah, I don't know. Something says this is bullshit to me, but we're doing this, apparently.
Which is close to the threshold required to produce a nuclear weapon. If this facility were bombed and the stored nuclear materials detonated, the consequences would be catastrophic. Within a 1 kilometer radius, radiation levels would be lethal within hours.
You know, if I lived in a different planet, I'd be laughing my ass off. I'd go kill yourself, you stupid hominids. But unfortunately, I live on this planet, and this kind of might affect me, you know? And this might affect you too, so... bad idea, buddy. Don't do it. Just saying.
Within 5 kilometers, people would experience severe radiation sickness, bleeding, vomiting, organ failure. Up to...
Lion, tigers, and bears. Oh my.
20 kilometers away, increased risk of cancer, birth defects, and long-term contamination of water and soil. Tens of thousands could be forced to evacuate for years. And the worst part? Winds could carry radioactive dust to Qom, Tehran, and even neighboring countries.
Yes, this would be fucking hilarious. I'll be laughing my ass off. But unfortunately, the aftermath is gonna fuck us. Oh yes, these people said they wouldn't already fuck America because we started doing shit to them to protect Israel. So please, Donald Trump, don't do it. Don't be the big orange failure that you are. Just stop. Quit while you're behind. But you'd rather be behind because you like getting penetrated. But that's a you problem, guy. Stop doing it. Semen is not good for you. Silly faggot, dicks are for chicks. Just saying.
If such an attack occurred, Iran would likely consider it a declaration of war and could retaliate by launching hundreds or even thousands of missiles at Israel and American bases. This wouldn't...
I personally wouldn't care if you bomb American cities and get rid of trash like this, but unfortunately, I live in bumfuck USA, so don't do it, okay? I like to live and breathe because I still got a lot of shit to do, don't you? But apparently you want to go to hell. Just don't do it. It's just a friendly advice. Please don't. But of course you're not going to listen to me, so fuck you.
Be a limited operation, but the start of a dangerous regional escalation. Is the world truly prepared to face such consequences?
Yeah, nobody's ready for the consequences. Look, this is what Israel looks like. Yeah, supposedly the war was over and nope. they said, no, fuck you. And this is what happens. Yeah, Israel's bombing Gaza and doing all kinds of fucked up shenanigans, and now they're getting a taste of their own medicine, so, you know, I don't feel bad. That's just my opinion, but I'm sure people going, oh, Gaza, you're wrong, you gotta protect Israel. I don't give a fuck, even though I'm American, I don't suffer from that fucking disease, just saying. Hey, who knows, maybe Iron Man will pop out and save you. Or maybe Superman. He'll come out there and go, dun, 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 dun. Oh, knowing you, because you're gay and inclusive, you want Wonder Woman to come and save you. She's not fucking real. Even though that tasty Jewish chick Gal Gadot comes out and she looks good. But she's not a real superhero. She should do porn though, with that body. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, Jewish people sure do love porn. Yes. Degeneracy, somebody? Ooh, and the music is so dramatic. Like, this is so bad. But you didn't feel bad when you were doing this shit to other people, were you? Huh? Huh? Damn it! fucking hypocrites. Well, I'm getting tired of watching this gay porn. My opinion about this, you fuck around, you find out. And this is what you get. So, you shouldn't be crying when you get what you deserve. So, fuck off. Now, let's go do something else, because this is lame. Yeah, look at this German traitor, in my opinion. This guy says he's willing to die for Israel. Gee, aren't you supposed to be doing that kind of stuff for your country, Germany? Why are you doing that for Israel? Huh? Yeah, someone should be making a piñata out of your ass. Just my opinion, but let's see.
Yes, that also means that we are prepared to defend Israel's security with our lives.
Yeah, you stick out your necks for these cowards? That's on you. I wouldn't. Let's watch them flee to Cyprus. Yeah, just like a cartoon villain. They go start some shit, then they run away, right? Remember Destro from G.I. Joe? He who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. That's what these fuckers are, Destros. Jesus. Yes, you could run from war, but guess what? You can't hide from war. Look at this brave Iranian soldier. This guy has some fucking balls. This guy actually runs with the football, and he takes it to the home field. I mean, the Israeli home field. Yeah, look what he does. This guy fucking is crazy. That's why you shouldn't be fucking with these Muslim fucks, because they're insane. And, hey, you have to be. All is fair in love and war, right? Just saying. Yeah, this motherfucker runs and carries a bomb in sandals. How the fuck do you run in sandals? These people are fucking crazy fucks. Yeah, this shit's like a fucking movie. He runs over there like a fucking boss and he takes care of business. Fucking A. Yep, there's my target. Time to go say hi. Yep, here comes the moment of truth. He's gonna be delivering the football. He goes, Pikachu, I choose you. There you go, buddies. Enjoy. Oh, check it out. The bombman is shaped like a tip. Dare I say it? A mushroom tip? Here you go, buddy. Sit on this shit. K.O. You win! Hell yeah, even the guy says his catchphrase when he wins. He goes, Allahu Akbar! Oh man, fucking cool-ass video games, huh? Oh, looky here, there's a refrigerator here. Why don't you go, you make yourself like a victory sandwich or something? I would, why not? Well, looks you got the meat grilling right there, so might as well get yourself a beer from that fridge, right? Just saying. Yeah, it's crazy. According to Donald Trump, the war is over, but yet your eyes tell you that it's not. Yeah, all these people keep on lying and gaslighting you. When will it be over? Who knows, probably like in 10 years from now. You never know, it might be a forever war. Or maybe we get turned into cockroaches because of the nukes. We all get nuked to hell. It's a possibility, but you know what? It doesn't matter in the end. Just keep on doing what you're doing and just keep on moving forward in your personal life. Even though the world is turning to shit, doesn't mean that your little world turns into shit. So move on forward. Oh yeah, and incidentally, don't fight for these people. I'm gonna put a clip of why you shouldn't be wasting your time on these filthy animals. Let them kill themselves and you just repopulate when the dust settles. So you take care of yourself and each other, because in the end of the day, that's all we have is ourselves and the people that we connect with. Well, goodbye.
A British man arrested in France for trying to marry a 9-year-old girl at Disneyland Paris is a known paedophile who's on the run from UK justice. The man had paid £115,000 to hire out a part of the site early in the morning before the park opened. But staff were shocked when the 39-year-old turned up to the wedding with a Ukrainian child, her family, and around 100 guests for an alleged pretend wedding ceremony. Employees didn't know in advance that the bride was a 9-year-old girl and quickly shut it down. The entire event was due to be broadcast live on social media with actors recruited to play family members. One of the actors who was hired said everyone was stunned when they realized what was happening. It was all very shocking.